You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
So silly. Hello, and you're very welcome to You're Grounded with myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic co-host, Ella Dorn. Apologies, we missed you last week.
We were playing hard to get.
I was just gigging during the week. I think Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
You were then gigging all over the shop, weren't you?
I was. And then we went to Oliver Twist.
Yes.
On Friday night. And
Theater.
Granda James got tickets. So myself and Ella went along with the boys. Initially it was going to be Shane, but then he had a cold. So Ella came.
Second choice, woo.
Well, no, because I did say to James, I said, well, I don't know about Ella because I don't know if she's working or not. I kind of thought I implied through her text, but he didn't. Anyway, so we did that on Friday, and then on Saturday you were working.
I was.
And Sunday, I don't know, but here we are today. It's Tuesday today. I hope you're well.
It's Bake Off Day.
Quarterfinal. And I missed it last week.
You missed because it. Last week was an absolute hoot.
And I didn't even watch it after. I've been a little bit, well, actually, that's a lie. I was going to say I've been a little bit busy. I haven't really, but at certain times. So, this is how it is. Ella is committed.
This is how it is.
This is how it is. I feel like I've just launched into Chat and Cheese like straight off the bat. But Ella is dedicated to Bake Off, whereas I enjoy Bake Off, but I'm dedicated to Big Brother. Yes. That's what I've given my life to. So I think I had a choice of what am I going to watch? Is it going to be Big Brother or Bake Off? And Big Brother for me wins.
Disappointing.
I'm sorry, but it's like Big Brother's better.
Mary Berry is actually rolling into her grave because of it.
I thought you were going to say she's rolling in her grave.
No, she's not dead. Not dead yet, but she's rolling into it.
Not dead yet. Jesus Christ,
well,
Ella.
Like, you can say that
Who
about...
Who are you, the Grim Reaper?
You can say that about, like, you're not dead yet. I'm not dead yet.
Okay, well, you're very welcome to the podcast. Let's keep spirits high, okay? November's a hard enough month without Ella fucking wishing everyone death here. Today we were going to talk... sounded like I was a child at school there. My news today, we're going to talk about style. Because obviously we have it, but also since we last spoke to you, Ella has gotten her second tattoo. So when this girl goes tattoos, she goes big. So your first one was,
was a little sharky.
No, well, it wasn't a little sharky. it was big.
It's a little sharky.
Big? Yeah. No, it's not a little tattoo, it's a big tattoo.
It's a little sharky. Then
why are you being deceitful?
I'm not. Well, little is a state of mind. It's a little sharky.
Well, no, it's not, because a little tattoo is like the heart that I have on my wrist. That's a little tattoo.
But I'm not saying the tattoo is little. I'm saying it's a little sharky. It's a little. He's a little man. You know, it's a little.
Is it not a fully grown shark?
It is. Yeah, but like in state of mind.
See what I'm dealing with here.
Little shark.
Right, and then you went and got your second tattoo since we were last on the podcast, and that is
a walnut. That's what Shane calls it.
But it's not a walnut. What is it?
It's a heart and a brain together.
A heart and a brain together.
Yes. And anatomical heart and brain.
And do you want to talk about the meaning of this?
No. But this one is visible. If I'm wearing a t-shirt, it's visible.
Yeah, because whereabouts in your arm is it?
It's above my elbow. So my other one is on my upper arm, on the outside of my upper arm. And you can't, if it's a short t-shirt, it kind of, like, the tail, little tail kind of peeks out.
Yeah.
But you usually can't see it. Like, you can't see it when I'm in work.
Mm-hmm.
Can't see it majority of the time. But you can see this one if I'm wearing a t-shirt.
So, and have you got another tattoo in mind now?
No, not at the moment. I tend to do them. At the moment, they're yearly, but who knows.
You decided to give yourself, like, a year. Because you did, after the shark one, you kind of had one that you wanted to get done.
Yeah, I like to give it a bit of...
A year to make sure.
I like to give it a bit of a...
Bit of time. So, because we did have, on our list of things to chat about, we did have style, and then I thought, oh, it would be good to talk about it today.
Since my style has doubled.
Your style has changed, I think. So
I've also, well, catch up.
Yeah.
I went on the bike.
Oh yeah. Now, did you
don't leave the listener in suspense.
You didn't go on the bike on the Monday though.
I did go on the bike on the Monday.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did go on the bike on the Monday, but it wouldn't turn on.
She's electric.
I wasn't electric, I was manual. She was manual, yeah. Guys.
So basically what we have to explain here is Ella's hasn't been getting the knack of turning it on, but she'd be getting messages from her and stuff that like the bike's faulty. So there was some message.
I'm not claiming it's faulty.
She went to take a video of...
There's an ignition.
I've got to explain. Okay. Ignition, right? She went to take a video. No, you took a photo. A video would have been much more helpful. But she took a photo to try and show this problem of the ignition not going on. And from what I could gather, she basically took a fucking picture of the curb and sent that on. And I was like, right, I'm not writing back to that. I knew it was for Shane anyway, but even still, I was just like, oh, I'm not getting involved in this shit show.
The picture was more just to share, you know?
The picture was of nothing relevant.
It was to share what was going
on. I thought you would have sent a video going, here, look, this is what I'm doing. I'm putting the key in and it's not happening.
I got it anyway.
But not on the Monday.
No, on the Monday I just on the Monday, not on D-Day.
And she came home with a big block bag and she was exhausted because she'd been cycling this electric bike. Because when she got the bike, I said, it's heavy. And I was like, no, it's actually grand. And then on the Monday after cycling the tank, she was like, it's so heavy. And I was like,
and I've got my massive tortoise shell bag on as well.
Oh my god, she's like a fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. It's like
I look like I'm going off into first year.
You look like with that bag, I'd be like, oh, there's an archaeology student, because she clearly has rocks in that fucking bag. That's what I think.
Archaeology rocks? Don't think that's correct, mother.
Which one am I thinking of?
A geologist would be rocks.
No, archaeologists digging on the ground.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have rocks. They're not digging up rocks.
They could have rocks. They could find a rock that has a fossil in it and they take it back to the lab. Look, if you're studying archaeology, get in touch. Well, I'm sure you've had rocks in your bag.
It would be more kind of paleontologist.
Oh my god, Ella, this is not doing you any favours with your fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle bag. So anyway,
the bike working now.
Ish. It's still touch and go.
Takes a few minutes for me to turn it on.
So if you see a girl with glasses with a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle bag trying to start an electric bike and she looks a bit frantic and she's taking photographs of the curb, just give her some space. Okay.
The electric bike is also, I'm very stuttery today. The electric bike is also quite scary.
With the speed.
Yeah, because it's a pedal assist, so there's different levels of how easy it is to pedal, basically.
It's pedal assist. Well, look, before you know it, well, I won't say before you know, but by Christmas.
The difference between 4 and 5 is stark.
By Christmas, before Christmas, it'll be second nature to you, please, yeah. God. Please.
I did have to take the bus on when Debbie was doing her day.
Ah, yeah, well, come on, Ella. Debbie was spanning the works for everybody.
Yeah.
El Debs. And
it's probably going to be one of my last times on the 175 because it's dying.
Yeah. Now you've been talking about these bus routes getting...
It's big news.
Yeah, but you're young, right? So you should be writing to councillors and shit.
But I'm hoping that's going to be better. So I'm not...
Yeah,
I'm,
but you need to... Use your voice. Get an email.
Well, if it's shit, then...
Yeah, but too little, too late. You need to say it now. That's what you young people are up to. Too busy getting walnut tattoos. You should be out there having your voice heard, protesting and all sorts. Not protesting. I mean, who's going to do that protest with you? I don't know. But
I'll go on the 175 on the 24th. I'm not sure which day the new one comes in and which day the 175 dies. But I'll go on the 175, the last route, and I'll wear all black and in mourning, yeah.
Okay, there you have it, guys. somebody take a photograph of the curb to mark it? Yeah, good.
I'll bring my bike on it. Oh, thank God. On the bus, so, yeah.
So your style, do you think it's evolved? So, yeah, what, when you were, so this from my perspective, okay. When you were a teenager,
I'm still a teenager. I'm not.
No, you're not. When you were a teenager, or say like a preteen up to teen, you always had long hair.
No, I didn't.
Well, most you had.
Well, I had a lot of my teenage years, I would have had short hair.
Yeah, okay, but late teens, when you were doing your leaves there.
Okay. I would have had short hair.
Okay. So you had long hair for a long time.
Yeah.
But I don't think you were ever overly interested in your hair.
No, not really.
You were never into makeup.
No.
Did you try it at one stage?
Not really.
No. What kind of stuff did you wear?
Well, when I was younger.
Yeah.
It was a lot of jodhpurs.
Yeah.
Because I would have been up with the horses.
Yeah.
It was basically how can I get out of the house the quickest?
Yeah.
So it'd be Crocs. Like everyone nowadays is like, oh my God, Crocs are so cool. I made Crocs cool.
You did pave the way for Crocs.
But I remember one day we were in Lidl and there was these, like, I still had like, even though I had no style,
yeah.
I had like an idea of what looked horrible, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
And I remember we were in Lidl one day and you were like, oh, what about these, Ella? And they were Crocs and they were like fluffy line Crocs.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, get that shit the fuck away from me. That's ugly.
And now you would love them.
Now I probably would wear some fluffy Crocs. But at the time I was like, ew, no.
And this is when you were wearing Crocs?
Yeah. I was like, I'm not wearing fluffy Crocs.
Clogs.
Not wearing fluffy clogs, Emma.
Crocs. Yeah, I think definitely as a kid growing up, you were definitely like, what can I put on me the quickest?
But I also did have a lot of opinions on stuff that I wouldn't wear.
Yes, a lot. You were real one of those kids, like you'd put on a pair of tracksuit bottoms and a pair of shoes. And I'd be just like, Ella, put on runners or tracksuit bottoms. What are you doing? And I'd be like, bah. It's fine. You'd be real. Oh my God. Now it's coming back to me. Remember the whole thing? It's not cold. It's not hot. And you still do this a little bit now. So, and I'm not exaggerating here. It would be literally snowing outside. And Ella would come downstairs and she'd be wearing a t-shirt and a pair of shorts. I'd be like, Ella, it's snowing outside. You're like, wow, I'm not cold. And you're like, Ella, it's freezing outside. It's literally freezing outside. You're like, oh, man. Then it'd be hot and she'd have like a woolly jumper on her. And you're like, Ella, it's 29 degrees today. You're like, wow, I'm not hot. You were always like, whatever the temperature was, you were going the opposite. I don't know whether that was because they were the handy clothes to get for you. Do you know what I mean? Like maybe like in the summer, you can find your winter clothes quicker or something.
I just decided that was what I was going to wear. So that's what I was going to wear.
Yeah, you were just like, this is what I put on. That's the end of that. But I feel like, yeah, you would be definitely one of those kids. You'd come down and you'd be wearing something mad. Now, we also have to talk about, when it comes to style, two key outfit choices. We have to talk about High School Musical costume.
Yeah.
That was worn a good bit. And you were one of those kids that wore the costume as like, this is what I'm wearing today.
Mm-hmm. And when I'd grow out the skirt, I wore the top.
Yeah, the top. Then, and that was fine. I was just like, yeah, whatever. Then we did have the holiday where you...
I'd like to stop doing the podcast.
We did have a holiday where you insisted for a lot of it wearing a swimming cap. So we have all these photographs. Where did we go?
Was it Sligo?
But Ella just, there's loads of photographs and Ella's wearing the swimming cap. And it wasn't one of the ones that like suctions onto your head. It was just one of the like the casual ones. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, you do you. But she was happy out with this swimming cap on. Still would love, like, say, go down to the beach by chance. The weather probably wasn't great. And you were like, you know, just, oh yeah, have your shoes off. You're just paddling in the water. And then we were like, Ella, stop walking in. You're going to get wet. And then she would walk in and get soaked. But she would still have the swimming cap on. So everything was fine. But so you were a bit mad as a kid. But I feel like now you are evolving your own style now, which you've slightly robbed from me, but whatever.
I wouldn't agree that I have any style at all.
But you have a look.
I've just been wearing the same clothes for the last 5 years. It's been thrown on. It's just the things that are accessible to me now look a bit better than the things that were accessible to me when I was seven.
I think there's a plan more. Well, like, I mean, cutting your hair up short and getting tattoos is part of your style.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And then, like, you would be very much like docs, jeans kind of look, wouldn't you? Is there anyone's style that you look at and say, oh, I'd love that? Or would you just like, oh, it wouldn't even cross my mind. I wouldn't care.
No, not really.
Any you would in real life? No. What do you think my style is?
Yummy mummy.
As I sit here with a pair of leggings, gym leggings, Tasman Uggs, and a t-shirt that has multiple different stains on it.
Yeah, it's Shane's t-shirt as well, is it?
Yeah, but he gave it to me. I feel like, well, you see, this is what I feel is interesting. When I was a teenager, when I was younger, I definitely went through a thing of like wearing like high heels and like, you know, like dressy clothes and stuff. I don't know why, but I feel like you probably didn't go through that thing.
I had a high heel stage when I was like 5.
You had those
Disney princess high heels.
Yeah, that's why I thought you were going to be all like glam squad. I like, you loved those shoes. Like, you'd often wear them out on the road. And I'd be just like, Ella, do you
put on your runners? I think I just liked the fact that they were themed shoes.
Oh yeah, like it was kind of a costume.
You had the bell shoes that were yellow. Yeah. You had the like the blue Cinderella one, the red Snow White one.
Yeah,
it's good.
Oh, and you actually as well though your piercings.
Yeah, I do have a lot of piercings as well.
Yeah. So how would you describe your look now?
Cool with a capital K.
I'm at a stage.
How would you describe your style?
Well, I feel like it really depends on the day you meet me, but because I'm in the house a lot, or like I'm doing stuff in the house, then I might be going to a gym class. Like, I feel like, say if I had a gig tonight, I would get dressed for the gig later on. I wouldn't necessarily be like, obviously I'd be wearing clothes, but you know what I mean? I wouldn't be like wearing.
I'm not one for outfit changes either anymore.
Yeah. I feel like I've probably gotten more casual over the years. Like when I was younger, I never would have worn docs or anything like that. I always would have worn heels or like a boot with a heel. So like I was never one for like a stiletto heel, but I loved a platform heel always. Because I'm short, but I just liked them. Or you see as well, I suppose it probably was to do with the clothes and the jeans. That it just made more sense for me to wear a heel. I feel like I think my style has changed, but I'd say probably more is that like my grooming has improved. Or like, what I mean by that is like, I've sorted out the eyebrows, I've sorted out the hair, I've sorted out like the skin, that kind of stuff.
What do you think your worst haircut was? Or think your worst like,
okay,
hair decision
I think I did get very much into highlights at a certain stage when I was growing up, and I spent a lot of money on them. And I used to go in and I wanted like streaky highlights. And unless you're planning on going blonde, I really feel like highlights at a certain point, if you're just putting in blonde highlights, it just becomes this never ending thing of getting your blonde highlights. And at one stage I had blonde highlights and I dyed it red underneath in a hairdresser, and I would have always have gone a lot of the time to the hairdresser to get my hair done. And then I think what happened was, I can't remember when it happened, but I put red dye over my highlights. No, but I was free from it then, because even as it faded it was grand. So that kind of like broke that cycle. I think the worst haircut, the red under was shocking. I think the worst haircut was probably, I hate to say it, but was when Margie cut my hair during lockdown.
You didn't like the bob?
I didn't fucking like the bob, and I didn't ask her for a bob. And I'll never forget when she cut it. She goes, oh, we're after going a bit short. I was like, what? Yeah. I wanted it sitting on my shoulder. And she gave me a full proper bob. So I think I just really, it wasn't for me. I really hated it. And
they've never, their relationship has never healed since then, really.
I know, that was this thing that started the breakdown of the relationship. But I do admire, you see, sometimes I feel like you, I don't know whether you see this content online. Do you ever see the like, get readies with me, or when people have outfits? They say, oh, I'm going to this thing, what dress should I wear? Or, you know, it's them like selling clothes or wanting to get into that area of where they're selling clothes. And sometimes I kind of feel like, God, it's a lot of clothes. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of clothes. Obviously, I sell stuff online. I can't, so I can't say fucking anything. But like, yeah, but then I feel like I'm probably saying it as well, because I feel like I'm so easily led with clothes. Like I'm so easily dragged in to buy clothes.
Yeah, well, people, I think nowadays the like general consensus around buying clothes is that like we shouldn't be buying as many clothes.
I know.
Like environment, and the environment is gone to shit. But back in the day, the old haul thing would have been a big, like, on YouTube.
Yeah.
That would have been the majority, like, that would have been, like a big majority of YouTube videos would have just been purely, like, clothes hauls, makeup hauls.
Hauls.
And no one would have said anything about it. Like, you might have gotten the odd kind of, like, extreme, like, you'd call them, like, an extreme person if they were, like,
yeah,
oh, you're buying too much stuff, blah, blah, blah. But now, I don't think someone would be able to post consistently post large clothing hauls without getting backlash for it, I don't think.
Well, yeah, but there's obviously still people who do, like, even this whole thing of some of the language around it, like, don't walk, run to wherever. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, here we go again. But having said that, I feel like it is hard to shop, like, it is harder than people tell you to shop secondhand and shop in charity shops. Yeah, like, it is actually quite difficult.
It's not accessible to everybody as well.
Yeah,
like me as a student with a source of income that has time, it's be an accessible way for me to shop.
Yeah,
but if you're a single parent and you're working and you're just trying to get the bits for the kids, like, you don't have time to be dedicating like 2 hours to like going through clothes in different shops.
If you go to a shop and you have to get, like, you know, underwear, socks, vests and clothes, you're not going to, like, okay, I'll hit the charity shop now and see what they have for the clothes. Like, you're just, you know what I mean? Life's too bloody short. But I feel like sometimes I should work on my own, my style more than just buying clothes. And do you know what? I'm going to be honest. This is, you won't relate to this now at all, but the one of the main things holding me back with my style is my reluctanceness to iron. Because I have so many nice things that I don't wear because they would require me ironing. So, all right, if I have something on in the afternoon, absolutely, I'll iron that thing. And
well, I never iron either, and I've never really gotten into the swing of actually ironing. So it makes it even worse that when I iron something, I actually don't iron it because I can't iron. So it means that I've put all this effort into ironing something, and then it still looks like shit. So it's just not worth it on any account.
Well, you've just got to watch a YouTube tutorial about how to iron something.
Would there be a haul in it, or?
Oh, there might be a haul. Really, we don't know.
A different ironing boards, that would really help me. Ironing is not sounding like a word now. How do you say ironing?
Ironing.
Ironing.
Now it's starting to lose all meaning.
Ironing. Okay. How does it become ironing?
Is there a particular style that you see on somebody and you think,
Well, like I want to eat them.
That's what you said. That's what you put.
That was what you were implying. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the styles are called. I don't.
Well, things, items of clothing.
I love a good jumper when someone has a good jumper on. Oh my god.
I apologize. I think we picked the wrong topic. Oh my god, let me just set the scene. Okay. So Ella wish I had a camera. We're here talking about style. Ella is wearing a red tail dressing gown.
It's not a tail dressing gown.
Well, it's kind of taily. It's not yours, sure, or it didn't start off life as yours. Whose did it start off? Her grandmother's. And on her feet, she has pink flamingo slippers.
Do you know what I saw in Tiger?
Which started tangling up with the podcast wires.
The flamingo necks. In Tiger, I saw flippers.
Yeah.
slippers like this, but they were dragons.
Okay.
So I'm putting that on my son.
Want
dragon slippers.
Oh my god, I can't believe the flamingo nearly broke the little Zoom. Yeah, I wish I feel like my style is okay when I put effort in.
Mm.
But I just am not ever going to be that person who is going to put effort in every day.
She's a capsule wardrobe.
Oh my god, this fucking capsule wardrobe. It's like a fucking, is it a pyramid scheme or something? Honestly, because it's not practical.
It's basically that you store away half your clothes for most of the year.
It's just like, fuck, it just annoys the shit out of me. It annoys the shit out of me because I've nearly been like, that's what I need to do. I need to get a capsule wardrobe. That's what I need to do. Even when I had, like, you know, I had a full-time job and I was in the job every day. I mean, some weeks I'd be like, okay, yeah, whatever. And then other weeks I'd just lose the will. And I'd be just like, I'm not even washing my hair this week.
It's actually so annoying not getting to wear a uniform.
Would you like a uniform for life?
Just not being able to wear, like, there's such a comfort in just, like, waking up, putting on the same thing.
Yeah, but you know what you should do? You know what you should do? And honestly, I think you should. A capsule wardrobe would work for you because you have absolutely fucking no interest. Do you know what I mean? You should hire somebody to get you a wardrobe, and that's just like what you're going to wear for the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I would.
Wouldn't that suit you?
I would be happy in like a cartoon world where I have my little my little white t-shirt, blue jeans that I just wear every day.
Yeah, I think that would be totally fine for you. I don't know what my style is. It depends, because I have this weird thing where I wear certain stuff on stage, but it's stuff that I would wear in everyday life. So it's kind of like blended in to the same thing. It's funny because actually when I was in Wexford, I was doing a gig and I don't know if I was going back to my car or whatever. And a couple of people drove past me and I was like, what are they looking at? I was like, that's really weird. And then I looked down at my feet and I was like, they're staring at the big aluminum screen fucking boots I'm wearing. I was like, that's what they're looking at. But it hadn't even crossed my mind.
Yeah.
That would be, getting attention or whatever. I do feel, though, that style is like a natural thing in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, so say your brothers, one of them, when he gets dressed, he puts on an outfit. He picks out stuff that goes well together.
Mm.
And if you notice, like he never has like yogurt on his top, or you know what I mean? He's just like always well put together. And then the other brother is just kind of like, he just grabs the first thing.
Mm.
He's like, I just put on, he's like, clothes. That's what I need to clothes. And he wears shorts all year round.
Mm.
So I feel like people are, it's either you're into it or you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
You know, mm. Or you take joy in it. Like when I was younger, I used to love getting dressed up for a night out, you see. Like I loved all that.
Mm.
Or like getting a new top for a night out. Oh my God, loved it. Yes, yes, yes. Actually, as I'm talking about that, I can remember this one top I had. I think it was one shoulder. It was like a one shoulder thing, right? And it was this bright blue turquoise. And it was kind of like, I can only describe the material as like kind of like silky jelly or something. So it was really weird.
Okay.
It was kind of PVC, but it wasn't PVC.
You're really selling it to me.
And it had sequins on it. But I remember when I got this top, and I saw on the rail and I was like, oh, that's kind of mad looking. I was like, don't know what I think about that. And I put it on and it just looked so good on me. It just, whatever it was, it just worked on me.
Where is the top
now? I wore the top to death, but it was just like, I loved that top. And I think I used to have it with a pair of black pedal pushers.
What's a pedal pusher?
Oh my God, pedal, oh my God.
See, my pedal is a spike. Is that
pedal pushers are like kind of cropped trousers. If you like, basically, you know, in Greece and Sandy at the end, mm-hmm. Now she wearing pedal pushers. They're like cropped trousers.
Like three quarter lengths.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, awful on a 5'2" woman. Like just horrific. But I think as well, a lot of it is to do with your own body type and stuff and whatever, you know.
Mm.
Of what looks good on you. And actually my friend Martha Gilhini, she sent me a thing of like the colours that look good on you. Do you know the way, like, even like certain colours look good on you compared to other colours? Like, as if you're autumn tone, or I don't know, if you're cool, warm, like, yeah, cool or warm tones. I'm still not sure.
Autumn
tone. Autumn is the same. I don't know.
I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing with you.
Oh, hang on, we better go. Okay. And so I am going away tomorrow on a plane.
To a secret destination.
Secret destination.
And I'm going in a suitcase.
Work. And then I'm back on late on Saturday. And then on Monday, I'm going to another secret destination for 5 days. So I don't know if we're going to... Basically, I'm just...
Good times, come on.
Do, do, oh, that's what you think. Do, you'll be on shift in this gaff.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Oh, what a little...
Little stupid ass bit.
So So we'll try and maybe squeeze one in on Sunday.
Yeah, it depends on every year.
Yeah. And basically, I'm trying to pack. I'm trying to get all my packing done.
How many knickers have you got?
Well, so it's 3 days.
You're preparing for at Ella, least one wetting yourself.
I have the mats. So it's 3 days and 5 days. That's 8 days.
Yes. So 16.
8 by 3 is 24. Plus another 2 for good luck. So 26. That's maths.
That should do you.
That should do it, yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to try and get my packing done tomorrow. So I have all that done.
When you're going.
Yeah, but I'm not going until the evening.
Okay.
I'm getting my packing done for Monday. I've got my packing done for tomorrow.
Okay, get with the fucking program.
Anyway, so look, we're dedicated. Look, let's all call a spade. We definitely picked the wrong topic this week. Because, I mean, I feel like I'm going to have to revive Ella. She's like, yeah, close.
We're discussing what topics to do. You were like, let's do style. And I was like, yeah, anyway, we've got some other ones here that we could do.
You should have piped up. You see, this is what I've been always telling you about finding your voice, Ella.
It just took you so long to come up with a topic to do. So I just like, let her have the win.
And it wasn't a win. It clearly wasn't a win. I felt like I was like fucking trying to have a conversation with Roy Keane here or something. I was just like, I think Roy Keane's great, but you know what I mean? He probably wouldn't like me interviewing him about style. Yeah, so we'll try and squeeze one in, but we're just giving you a heads up. Don't be mad. We still are mad for you. It's just we've a few bits to do. Look, if Shane wants to do an episode with you, absolutely. Or if you want to do an episode on your own.
It's me.
Yeah. Yeah, interview James.
Don't want to interview anybody.
All right, well there you go. That's the level of fucking dedication.
I'll interview Stanny,
the dog.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with it. If you've made it this far, thanks, Mel. Do you want to say anything before we go?
I think just
I was hoping you'd say that. Okay. Bye.